This is Bigger Pockets Daily, the audioized version of the world's number one real estate investing blog. Hope you're having a relaxed Sunday. I'm your host, Tyler, and I read these articles so you can keep learning while you go about your busy life. Oh, and you'll find endless content on biggerpockets.com. Create an account today. It's free.
We know you've heard it before. Cash flow is getting very hard to find. There's always long distance investing, but you may be thinking, I don't have a team, enough experience, or the market knowledge to get in. That's where you're wrong. And it's also where Rent to Retirement comes in. Rent to Retirement offers fully turnkey properties that are newly built or renovated, leased and managed, allowing you to invest out of state with confidence. They've got single family, multifamily, new build, and syndication opportunities across multiple markets. They even have BRRRR deals with immediate equity. Rent to Retirement helps investors learn how to build a bulletproof business plan with the best investment and tax strategies around to help you reach financial freedom through real estate. There's no excuse not to get started in real estate investing when you have the right team and systems already in place. To learn more, visit renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com.
Or text REI to 33777. Again, text REI to 33777.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day, with Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. 10 Landlord-Tenant Laws Every Landlord Should Know by Casey Jackson. While the process of finding a new tenant can be relatively straightforward, the tricky part is familiarizing yourself with landlord-tenant laws. And even if you are familiar with them, rental laws are constantly changing. That's why regularly keeping tabs on local regulations can help you better manage your rental properties. While the best way to familiarize yourself with rental laws is to consult a qualified legal expert, this podcast today offers a closer look at 10 landlord-tenant laws that all landlords should research. Number 1. Rental licenses. Okay, so depending on where you live, you may need a rental license before renting out your property. Rental licensing programs exist to ensure that rental properties meet minimum housing standards. Some states, like Oregon, require all landlords to have rental licenses for their properties. However, There are other states that may only have mandates in certain counties, cities, or municipalities. For example, landlords in Philadelphia must be licensed despite Pennsylvania not having a statewide requirement. Failing to comply with these requirements could result in fines and other penalties, so review your state and local laws before leasing your rental properties. Number two, rent and security deposit collection. Rent collection is the primary income stream for rental businesses, so it's essential to be aware of any applicable rent laws for your state. States like Ohio and Virginia have no specific statewide rent regulations. Meanwhile, California law says landlords can't require tenants to pay rent in cash. Security deposits are also subject to specific laws that vary from state to state. Rhode Island landlords, for example, aren't allowed to charge a security deposit of more than 1 month's rent and must return the deposit within 20 days of the lease ending. Florida has no limit to how much a landlord can charge for a security deposit. Still, if you decide to hold a deposit in an interest-bearing account, you'll have to choose to pay the tenant either at least 75% of the annualized average interest rate or 5% simple interest per year. Number three of our 10 today, late fees and grace periods. A late fee is an easy way and enforceable way to encourage on-time rent payments, but states may have some specific rules that apply to them. According to Tennessee law, landlords can impose late fees if they don't exceed 10% of the rent price. And before charging a late fee, you should also consider laws concerning grace periods. Tennessee has a statewide 5-day grace period before landlords can consider rent late. In states with no laws concerning late fees and grace periods, landlords should include their policies in the lease for them to be enforceable. Number four, required clauses and disclosures in lease agreements. Your lease agreement is a legally binding contract that outlines rules and expectations both parties must follow during the lease period. To be an enforceable agreement, it must include locally required clauses and clauses that don't violate renters' rights. States like New York, Minnesota, and Rhode Island all require the following clauses: landlord's name, address, and phone number, rent amount and due date, length of the lease agreement, description of the rental unit. Separate from clauses, landlords may also need to include specific disclosures in the lease as well. A common requirement in several states is to disclose all known lead-based paint and lead-based paint hazards with a warning and an EPA pamphlet. Some states may have more specific requirements. Here's an example. Landlords in Missouri must also disclose if the property was used as a site for methamphetamine production. You can research your local landlord-tenant laws to verify what clauses are required, but it can be helpful to include the clauses we talked about today in your written lease, even if there's no statewide requirement. Number five of our 10, marijuana use. While laws surrounding marijuana use are changing in states nationwide, landlords are generally allowed to set their own policies for their rental properties. Similar to prohibiting cigar and cigarette smoke, you can also prohibit tenants from smoking marijuana in your unit. You may also be able to prohibit tenants from producing marijuana. Here's an example. Wisconsin law prohibits the possession, sale, and manufacture of marijuana. Landlords can serve a non-curable 5-day notice to quit to tenants who produce or distribute marijuana on the rental property. Number six of our 10, pets, emotional support animals, and service animals. Over half of U.S. households own a pet, so understanding landlord-tenant laws in your state concerning pets can benefit your rental business. Some states, like Kansas, restrict how much landlords can charge for a pet deposit. Other states, like New Hampshire, have no limitations on pet fees. It's worth noting that emotional support animals, or ESAs, and service animals are not considered pets and are regulated differently. ESAs are animals that provide disability-relieving emotional support to an individual. According to the Fair Housing Act, disabled tenants with an emotional support animal may reside in housing with a no-pets policy. Landlords are allowed to request proper documentation for an ESA. However, landlords may not charge a fee, additional rent, or a security deposit for having an emotional support animal, ask the tenant about their disability, require the animal to have any specific training, refuse to house the tenant because their insurance does not cover ESAs. According to the Americans with Disabilities Act, or the ADA, service animals are animals that are individually trained to do work or perform tasks that mitigate their handler's disability. That's service animals, not emotional support animals. Because they aren't pets, they can't be subjected to pet fees. However, landlords can collect a security deposit to address any damages the animal may cause to the property. Number 7 of our 10, property abandonment. Occasionally, tenants may just leave some of their belongings at the property after moving out. Before discarding the items, you may need to follow a certain procedure to confirm the tenant no longer wants them. These laws tend to vary from state to state. Michigan has no specific laws regarding the abandonment of property, while New Mexico landlords must store any of the tenant's personal property left at the rental for at least 30 days and notify the owner of their intent following the 30 days. Discarding the belongings without following the right process can leave you susceptible to legal issues. Number 8, subleasing. If your tenant plans to be away from the property for an extended period, you might discuss subleasing as an option to keep your rental income uninterrupted. But what are the laws surrounding subleasing? In most states, landlords can determine their subleasing policies based on their lease agreements. Generally, landlords will include a clause about subleasing within the written lease or add one with a lease amendment if necessary. Certain states like New York and Virginia have more specific requirements, so verify your state's policy to avoid any challenges. Number 9, lease renewals. Whether you've included an automatic renewal clause in your lease or found high-quality tenants you'd like to retain, you should verify your state's lease renewal laws. Some states mandate that fixed-term tenancies terminate automatically at the end of the specified period and convert to renewing month-to-month tenancies with continued occupancy and payment by the tenant. In other states, automatic renewal clauses must be disclosed, and the landlord should remind the tenant during a specified notice period. Knowing how to handle lease renewals per local tenant laws, landlord-tenant laws rather, can help you cover your bases and communicate clearly with your tenants as a lease ends. And number 10, you knew this one was coming, evictions. Sometimes the only way to deal with a problem tenant is by evicting them. This eviction process is highly specific and varies from state to state, as you can imagine, so understanding the laws is essential if you plan to pursue an eviction. While the eviction process may differ between states, they generally begin by identifying a legal reason to evict a tenant. Some of the reasons are non-payment of rent, violation of lease terms, no lease or end of lease, material health or safety violation. It's important to note that there must be a valid legal reason for a landlord to begin the eviction process. Furthermore, self-help evictions are considered illegal in most states. This means that landlords can't try to evict a tenant by changing locks, cutting off utilities, entering the property, removing the tenant's belongings, and so on. And here's the conclusion. Understanding rental laws can prepare you for various situations you might encounter as a landlord and give you the knowledge to handle them confidently. If questions arise, always, always, always contact a legal expert to help you better understand local ordinances. Quick disclaimer on that note. The information provided here on this podcast does not constitute legal advice whatsoever. Instead, all information available on this site and podcast is for informational purposes only. Use of and access to this information does not create an attorney-client relationship between the reader and Avail, which was the sponsor of this podcast and article, Bigger Pockets, or the contributing law firm. Hopefully you got something out of today's show. Before I leave you, here's a quick tip. Finding an investor-friendly real estate agent can accelerate your path to purchasing your first or next investment property. How do you do that? by visiting biggerpockets.com/findanagent. That's biggerpockets.com/findanagent to find a top-rated agent in your backyard. Have a great day, and hope to see you right back here tomorrow.